Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, everyone. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza.
And you got your girl, Victoria D. Wells. We are here back for another episode of Season 3, and we are bringing to you a very popular artist.
Very popular artist, very fucking great album.
Yes. She really came to the front row. She came, she sat down, she waited for everybody else to applaud, and then she stood up and she let herself shine.
Yes, like she sat there, waited for everyone to be quiet, and then when everyone was like, all right, we're paying attention, she was like, I'm here, and she showed us what the fuck was up.
I feel like you should just say who we're doing now.
It's Ariana Grande.
Come on.
Like, it's been a long time coming. Yeah. Talented ass, beautiful, fucking soulful angel. We all love her. All her past albums have been great. Sweetener, et cetera, et cetera. But let me tell you, Positions. Like, she's on a new level. She, like, came and told us she was going to be a lot more explicit. It's a lot more sexy.
Sexy, yes.
With the ad libs. Thank you.
You know, that Waka Flocka really was just shining on me right now. Simpin' After Dark is a podcast where we like to bring up R&B music, and we talk about how it correlates to our real life, to our real life relationships, our friendships. And look at her, look at her.
You know, gotta
she's like, shut the fuck up.
No.
Turn it down.
It's time.
I just wanted to talk about our podcast a little bit and what we were doing. Yeah. But the main, I'm so excited.
You keep going. Don't let me stop you.
Oh, baby. Oh, no. I'm just excited because Ariana Grande is somebody that I have like a tremendous amount of respect for. Her vocals.
The talent.
Oh, my
her vocals
goodness.
Are crazy. Like, she's literally like our modern day Mariah Carey with the whistle notes, like the soul. Oh my God.
She was
and like
blessed.
Her love songs, like the song that we are going to do, which it was really hard to pick, by the way. So it's off of Positions, obviously. But this song, like, ladies or men, like, if you ever need a good cry, go listen to this song. Like, whether you are madly in love in a healthy relationship or like in a toxic relationship, you're going to cry.
I really think that her vocals elevate whatever lyrics that she's singing. I feel like. Yeah. I spoke to a few people who have like worked with her, and they were like, it's insane to watch somebody come in and destroy something that is, and just look at it like it's so simple.
Just like lay down vocals, just like effortless like that. Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, no big deal. And she's just like four,
the vein in
what,
my forehead would be popping and like my throat would explode if I tried to hit those notes.
Yo, we love a talented queen on the podcast. And of course, it always hits a little close to home when it's also female, because, you know, it's one thing when Miguel can sing that sure thing and have a couple runs, but.
Well, that's a good one.
I mean, Ariana Grande with her whistles, let's be honest. She's like our our generation's Mariah Carey.
And she showed out with the whistles on this album. Like, there's a few songs where she's like going in where it's like the hook of the song is just whistles.
Like, yeah. And that's insane. Those are like vocal, like you can't do that with normal voice. You have to train your voice. You have to be like
crazy.
You have to have a specific type of like vocal range to even attempt that, which is. Yeah. Yes, Ariana, the queen. We love to see it. So I think we need to just get right into the song because.
Yeah, so we're doing the song Point of View. It's called POV, which is one of the more popular songs off the album.
And we love a good POV.
Yeah, and it's the last song on the album. So we'll go ahead and play you a clip and then we'll go ahead and jump into it, okay?
Let's run it.
You know me better than I do. Can't seem to keep nothing from you. How you touch my soul from the outside. Permeate my ego and my pride. I wanna love.
Oh my God, right? Like, I just get so emotional just listening to her sing, and then you hear the lyrics and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, no.
Holy shit.
And you know, I love the love to see you from my point of view. It's like a little it's like a cute little, I love that. Yeah, I love that about her.
It's so cute. Yes. Like, oh my God. So for me, like this song, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, obviously taken back by like just her vocals. But then once I got to the lyrics, especially listening to the whole album beginning to end, it's like a whole story of her. Like, she's very publicly in relationships. She's always in the public eye. Obviously, she's like a huge celebrity artist, so any relationship that she's in, like, people know about it.
Yeah,
so we all kind of know what she's singing about, and it's easy to project that and understand more where she's coming from and like make a story out of the lyrics. So, like, when you hear how it kind of starts the album with her, like, going from a past relationship into a new one where she's, like, questioning her new partner's, like, love for her. Like, do you have a motive? Like, what, like, why are you saying you love me? Like, what is this? And then she jumps into, like, okay, trying to accept that and learning to just be in, like, a healthy love, which is something relatable, something a lot of people can relate to, which is what's beautiful.
Yeah, she switches. Like, from the very first song to the last song, it goes from you're skeptical about love, you're skeptical about another person's motives of what they want to do with you, and then at the end, you're kind of like, I really just wish I saw myself from your light, from your point of view. Yeah, I wish I could see through your lens. Like,
it's funny, because, like, it's kind of like, you know, like in film, how you have, like, a character arch, where, like, the beginning they're a certain way and at the end they're another way, which probably great albums do the same thing. But, yeah, like, her first song is, like, Shut Up. I don't really remember the lyrics, but she's just like, why don't you just shut up? Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of, like, when you first start fucking with someone after, like, a toxic thing, and, like, anything cute they say, you're, like, defense mechanism is just like,
shut up,
be like, quiet. You're stupid.
You dumb, big head.
So that's, like, her whole song. Of course, she's singing it, like, beautifully. Ariana Grande, like, I'm sorry if it's not Grande.
I was like, wait, hold on. Ariana or Ariana?
Ariana, does anybody know? Ariana, Grande, like, what?
I once heard on an interview that she said her last name was Grande, not Grande, but because everybody always said Grande, she just went with it. I don't even know if that's true. I could have sworn I saw that somewhere.
Maybe.
I lie about things all the time. Maybe. Though.
Yeah. So I don't know. It could be one of those Rihanna things.
Yeah.
We don't fucking know.
You know, we're not very good at pronunciation.
So I'm just going to say Ariana. Yeah. Ariana. I don't even know what I said. So whatever. Anyway.
She has a great vocals.
Anyway. So yeah. Like, she does the way it starts at the beginning where she's like in that phase where she's just like, don't fucking play with me. Like, don't tell me all this cute shit. Like, why are you saying all this cute shit? You think that's what I want to hear? Or, like, what? And then, like, by the end, she's just so accepting of this love that, like, her new man is giving to her, where she's like, I want to love me the way you love me. I want to trust me the way you trust me. I would love to see me from your point of view.
Yeah, she, like, opens, wow. She opens up the song with, it's like you got superpowers. Turn minutes into hours. So she's... If you're exclaiming that somebody has superpowers because of the way that they see you, like... You've probably had a pretty skewed version of yourself your whole life, right? Like, if you have to think that somebody has superpowers to just see that you're a great person, like, what lens have you been looking through?
Yeah, like, that means, like, you must think that you're probably hard to love or something. Yeah. So that comes from a place of, like, still having insecurities from a previous relationship.
Yeah, and I don't think enough relationships get enough credit for the baggage that they work through, the troubles that they really, that most loving partners truly try to work beyond. And it's not fair, because at the end of the day, another person is leaving you damaged, right? Like, when somebody is greedy, you don't want to be greedy, but they're being greedy and they're making money off something. And then you're like, well, I can be greedy too and make money off something, right? But you're holding out, and it's almost like, it's like a relationship. That person, that greedy person left you damaged. And then now it's like for this person who had no responsibility, no accountability in what this person did to you.
They're going to have to deal with it though and put up with it. And like, if they love you enough, they're going to work through that.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing, is after a relationship that leaves you kind of broken like that, you have to find someone that's willing to like put in the work. So somebody has to truly, truly love you and want to learn how to love you the right way. And that's what like people say, right? Is like the hardest relationship you will ever have is the healthy relationship after a toxic relationship.
Because you're breaking all baggage, those toxic
cycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those things that you've been so used to, all those wants, those deep programs that are just running in the back of your mind, you have to break those. And then unfortunately, your new partner who maybe never gave you a reason to not trust them is like, why do you have trust issues? And you're like, ah, that is something that you have to work through.
Yeah.
Some people... I mean, I would hope that most people would get into a relationship when they're like emotionally stable enough to understand those
like
things.
Like healed or whatever.
Right. But unfortunately, we're like forced to deal with relationships very quickly because of how social media, life, society works. Like, it is a very fast paced environment.
Yeah.
You know,
and like, okay, so how do you feel? Because I've seen people say this all the time on social media or like Twitter or whatever, when they're like, oh, if you can't even love yourself, then you shouldn't be in a relationship and you shouldn't expect anybody else to love you. And at first it's like, yeah, but then it's like, wait, that's kind of fucked up. You don't deserve love if you're not healed or perfect.
I think I recently spoke to somebody about how just because you're not in the best position to love another person doesn't mean that you're not worthy of love.
Yeah.
We don't want to take away from that.
Yeah. It's weird how it's been normalized. Like, I've seen that thing, that like saying only so many times, like, or don't try to get in a relationship unless you're like healthy. Okay. What about people with mental illness then? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't deserve love.
Yeah. I think it's just when I think you, that saying more is directed towards people who are abusing their self-growth with another person. So I think as long as like, if you have mental illness, of course you deserve to be loved. You're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. Yeah. No one. It doesn't correlate the two. However, if your mental illness is so consuming that you find no happiness and another person is just draining themselves in trying to make you happy, is that healthy for either person? No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
So I think that concept is rooted in like, you do need to bring kind of something to the table in order for another human being to kind of reciprocate
incense.
That. Ooh, light that incense. But I do agree with you. I thought that the other day, like I was having this conversation. I was like, that's so true. Because like, what if you are toxic, or like, what if you are in a bad place in your life? That doesn't mean that you don't deserve love, or like you shouldn't be given love. Like, you definitely deserve it. But if you're abusing other people in return, then fuck you.
Yeah. Like, and that's like, it's a hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's a gray area.
Fine line, definitely a gray area between like being.
Oh, that smells so good,
dude! I know. I don't know what like smell that is, but it's fire. But it's a green incense. I might not have lit it all the way. We love incense over here at Nippin' After Dark. Yeah, it's a fine line, I think, between being toxic and then just being like a. Kind of like a remnants of being in a toxic relationship where like
being
you
yourself,
don't,
being authentic to yourself, being authentic
like you're
to
just
your
acting in a way that's like based on your past experiences. Yes. And that I think that's different than just like, or is that? I don't know. Are toxic people just remnants of like other toxic relationships?
Well, I think at the point it becomes with how much you're willing to deal with as a person reciprocating it. And two, it also has to deal with how self-aware you are with the person acting on it. So, I mean, like, if you are an unaware person of how you're acting, I cannot expect emotional intelligence of you, right? Like, I can't expect an ant to understand an iPhone because it's...
I don't know. Ants be fucking smart, man.
They do, bro.
I think ants are, like, the smartest insects, so...
So do
I think ants might be on the same level. I'm just kidding. Don't get mad at us, men.
Yeah, we love you.
But I just think we need to pick a different
whatever it is, you know. But
shout
it's
out
like,
to the ants.
If you're the type of person who's constantly showing that you're like emotionally unintelligent or emotionally unaware, like if I'm like, oh, I had a bad day, and you're like, so my mom did, and you're just like, oh, it, like
you
if
know
I'm
what that
running into that, you know,
me of?
I can't expect much from you.
I just seen a clip somebody posted. I don't know. It was probably on TikTok. By the way, follow us on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on After TikTok. Dark.
We try to be funny, okay? So somebody
Hold
posted
on, we're
like
funny.
We are. Like, I mean, I crack up. But, I mean, that's up to you to decide for yourself, right?
No, we so, are.
But we are.
They don't gotta decide. I'm telling you, we're funny.
If you don't think we're funny, you're wrong.
You're wrong in this world.
So somebody posted, it was like a clip from The Bachelor. Like somebody was like, what's like the funniest like thing you ever watched like on TV or on The Bachelor or something, right? And this person like posted a clip where this girl's talking about how she's been saving like a bottle of champagne for years and it's on the counter and like it's so important to her and she wants to like open it with the bachelor dude. It's like the man's the bachelor and all the like the hoes are like waiting, right? No disrespect to the hoes, but that's what I call them around here. Man, don't try to call women hoes. Only me. And then
that's true.
In the background,
only I'm allowed to call other Jews kikes.
Exactly.
It is what it is. Everybody it got is a slur word. I'm sorry you don't abuse yours as much as I do. It's a lot of fun.
And you can't come after somebody for saying
did
the word.
Did you say you kike cannot come after someone? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I was like, did I? Just kidding. Oh, yeah. So, like, she's, like, talking to these girls, like, I can't wait to open this bottle of champagne with this man.
Yeah.
And then in the background, you hear a bottle of champagne opened. He's with some other bitch, and he opened the bottle of champagne. So, she, like, walks up, and she's like, excuse me? And they're like, what? She's like, this meant so much to me. This is my bottle of champagne. And the girl's like, I didn't know. So then he like goes and like tries to open it with her on the couch. She's like, let me talk to you. And she's like, okay. He's like, all right, do you want me to pour it in a glass or should we just drink out of the bottle? And she's like, out of the bottle. And she goes to take a sip and like, bitch, you can't drink champagne out of the bottle like that. You better leave air. It literally splashes up her fucking nose. And it's just like, it just gets worse and worse. It's just the fucking funniest thing. And I don't remember why I brought up that story.
Can we find this clip on YouTube?
Like, what was the relevance of this story?
Should we link it in the bio? If you want to see someone get their fucking heart broken on live TV, you know, after years and years of waiting for champagne, just go ahead and follow the link in our bio.
Hilarious. I literally don't remember why I brought up the story. I feel like it was relevant. I guess once I go back, I'll find out if it was or not. Maybe we'll find out.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But I said we get into the lyrics.
Let's do it.
Because I know those that will bring us back to the reason why we started this.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. So she said, made of glass, the way you see through me.
Do you remember? See? Do you remember why?
That's not why. But it all ties in. It always does. Yeah, made of glass, the way you see through me. You know me better than I do. Can't seem to keep nothing from you. How you touch my soul from the outside. Permeate my ego and my pride. Right away, I knew this song was going to be about some healthy love.
Right? And you touched like, myself from the outside.
I want that. Like, that part is just the way she says it. Oh, my God.
The way she sings it.
Like, does everybody, like, do you ever just cry because the voice is so beautiful?
Yes.
Like, fuck. Like, I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this podcast, you can relate to that. Like, you just, music and lyrics and vocals do that to you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do that. They do that. Yeah, Ari's got a great voice.
Yeah, she got one of those that just, I can't even imagine, like, seeing her in concert, hopefully, once after all this COVID shit's over.
Do you think when she, like, orgasms, it's like,
huh? Whistle note.
Like, is it, like, beautiful? I'm so curious.
Oh, my God. I'm done. I would assume, but.
I just know that every person I've ever met, I've imagined your sex face or, like, your coming face. I'm just, it's just something I do.
Interesting.
Yours is hot. Don't worry.
Yes.
All right. Anyways, so we go on.
So then we get into the chorus and she says, I want to love me the way that you love me for all of my pretty and all of my ugly too. I love to see me from your point of view. Wow. And then she says, I want to trust me the way that you trust me because nobody ever loved me like you do. And then same thing. Love to see me from your point of view. So
how relatable is that? It's just like to, I think, want to so badly comprehend why another human being could find you beautiful or like find you funny or find you lovable. And you're just like, yeah. What? You think I'm fucking
for real? You like, think I think the part that hits me is when she says, I want to trust me the way that you trust me.
That's
like, I think it's like beyond just trusting, like loyalty. I agree. Think it's like to the level where like the way that like, say I'm in love with Victoria and I'm just like, yeah, like, I trust you. Like, whatever decision you make, like, I'm not even going to question it because I know I believe in you and your choices and your vision so much. I don't have to sit here and be worried about what decision you're going to make because I trust you like that.
So much.
Somebody just believes in you that much.
So much.
Like, oh, my God, that's beautiful. Like, who wouldn't want a partner like that? Like, who wouldn't want to be with somebody where, like, you don't have to worry about them making a dumbass decision? You don't have to, like, be over your shoulder, always on high alert. Like, well, can I trust him? To like make the right choice, or do I always have to be like looking over my shoulder or like worried that he's gonna make a stupid ass decision?
Do you feel that way constantly?
No, I just think it's hard to find people that you trust like that. I think you should.
Okay.
I think you should be with somebody that you trust like that. Yeah. And I think that's when you know it's real.
Yeah.
Like that's, I think when you like start talking about like,
that's like when somebody you want to marry was like, I don't think I could if I wanted to break true love. Like even that's what he was talking about when he was like, even if my shit upset you, it wasn't true love.
Yes,
then.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think I could break up true love. True love is like, you guys already understand that shit.
For context, our homegirl sent us something on our
shout
little-
out to Chanel.
Shout out Chanel, little Nelly, we love you.
Which you'll find
us. We have like a Instagram girls group chat and like she sent
which
something.
All women should have.
Yes, I hope you do. And you just send cute shit to hype each other up all the time. So we do. And she sent, she was like, you guys watch like this stand up, that guy Daniel Sloss, it's on Netflix, episode 2, a fast forward 30 minutes in.
He talks on love and
so
being
I don't even
alone.
Know what it was, but like I ended up watching the whole episode. But okay. Yeah, so like what you were referring to is like he's like shitting on people in relationships. He's like all proud about like I've had multiple shows throughout this year and like 70 people have hit me up on Twitter talking about I broke up their relationship and I'm happy.
And in context, it's not in a bad way where he's like trying to break people up. He's just saying the truth. Like he's like
trying to break up the people that don't need
really,
to be together.
Yeah, he's like, you don't really love yourself, so you like you wanted another person to do it and you found another person and you married them. Like so he's not
just
kind
of shitting on like the whole social construct of like people just trying to be with whoever it is. It doesn't matter. Just anyone just so they could claim that I'm with someone and I'm married so I'm better than your relationship.
Like he joked that like by the time he was 25 he was like every single one of my family members was married and had children by the age of 25, so when I was 26 I had fucked more people than my entire family.
Yes,
and I was just like that's such a funny joke.
And like his little thing that like I think kind of went viral about that stand-up was when he talks about how when his dad talked to him about life or like the point of life when he was young and how he was like 6 years old or something. And his dad explained it kind of
he was like, dad,
as like
dad,
a
what
puzzle.
The fuck is this? What is this?
Like, what's the point of life? Like, you know, and his dad's like, oh, so picture like life is like a puzzle, you know, like a big giant puzzle. And like all you always start by doing like the edges, the corners. That's like your friends.
He said, and nobody has the end picture.
Nobody knows. You just
got to
start.
We're all guessing.
That's
everybody
how it is.
Everybody lost the box.
Yeah. So like even if you didn't have the box like to show you the cover of like what a puzzle is, you're always going to start by like the edges. You're going to do all of them like soft edges.
And what are those corners?
It's like family, friends, I don't even remember what the rest
career
was. Career or something.
Hobbies or something.
Yeah, something like that. And he's like, so the middle, what the middle is, it's your person, like your love, so the person that you marry. And like he goes on to say, I think that's the reason why I'm going to end up alone, because this like point of view of what life is supposed to be kind of fucking ruined me. Because like for me, I feel like the middle piece should be like, what is your passion? And then everything else should fit into that. It doesn't have to be your love, but it can be, but it shouldn't be that, because that would mean that you're incomplete. Yeah, you're not a real puzzle.
He like, said if the broken. middle is a puzzle piece and you're missing another person, then you're broken. Incomplete. And he was like, so in my mind, if I didn't have another person, I was fucked up.
Yeah. And like, that's crazy. And this is why I'm so scared to have kids. Every fucking little thing you tell them is going to stick with them forever.
Like, his dad was probably high as hell.
And he was like 7 years old.
High as hell, and mowing the lawn on a Sunday, had a horrible week at work. Yes. Didn't think twice about what the fuck he was telling little Johnny, little Daniel.
And the thing is, like, the dad is like been married. He's still married.
Yeah.
But like this comedian, Daniel Sauce, he's like so against like marriage and all that. So his like goal, like jokingly, is like break up relationships. Like after this stand up, people supposedly hit him up and are like, that's right. Like, because he's like, I feel like people just get comfortable and stay in relationships versus actually being with someone that helps them, you know?
Yeah.
Or completes them in a way. And like, that's totally relatable to the song. It was like super important. Like, it was fucking funny. So check out that episode if you guys have Netflix.
If you do like comedy or that's up yo.
But that's what he talked about was like, you know, like, I know people are going to be sitting there like feeling weird, and like the people that feel weird and like awkward and end up breaking up, I didn't break you up. Like, you were just never that great and compatible to begin with.
That just wasn't
true. If you're in a real solid relationship, you're probably sitting there next to your partner just fucking cracking up laughing.
I laughed. He said, do you really think that your soulmate is like within 25 miles of your hometown?
Yes. We all hear that all the time.
I was like, oh shit. That's great. That's great. It's not like that you can't find, I'm not mad at you if you like married your high school sweetheart, but he's just saying like, there's so many fucking people on the planet and you just like kind of need to
like,
step out.
Like, don't stress over that one person. Like, if you're feeling like this person
step out.
Can't see you in the same way that freaking Ariana Grande is singing about, then they're probably not the one for you. Like, you want to be with someone that trusts you, that makes you want to trust yourself, someone that loves you in a way that makes you want to love yourself more, not with someone that makes you doubt yourself or like calls you out for your flaws or rubs them in your face.
No, we want constructive criticism. We don't want just straight criticism. That's that's
never not. To like try to hurt you or bring you down, like only to try to make you better.
It's
a difference, and it's very distinguishable.
But how
it should never be. That's not a fine line. That's not blurry. That's not gray. That's black and white.
But how beautiful is it to, I think, discover what your partner thinks about you and like to see them? I think to see your partner or to hear your partner talk about the light that they see you in is really beautiful. It's really magical.
Like, just thinking about the way somebody perceives
it.
You.
Yeah.
Like, that is just a weird thought to me, thinking that other people perceive me for like, because like
nobody
knows you or sees you the way you see yourself.
No one. So literally
that's just mind blowing to think that somebody's in love with you and they still don't really know you the way you are.
Yeah.
So that means they have to paint this beautiful picture of you.
And they still love you.
Yes. Like, they know your flaws.
So for all your ugly,
all your pretty. Damn.
So verse two,
this is where I was like, I think this was the verse I heard where I was like, oh my God, we have to do the song. So just talking about, I'm getting used to receiving, still getting good at not leaving. I'ma love you even though I'm scared. Learning to be grateful for myself. You love my lips because they say the things we've always been afraid of. I can feel it starting to subside, learning to believe in what is mine. So, damn.
I'm getting used to receiving, period.
Yeah, so
period.
She's used to being in relationships where she's
29 years old. 29 years old, I'm getting used to receiving.
That's crazy. That's insane. Crazy. Like, oh my God. Like, women are fucking goddesses. Like, if you're not fucking treating your woman right, what the fuck is wrong with you? Please do better.
Okay.
Please fucking do better. Don't be trash.
Basura.
She said, still getting good at not leaving. That's a
I'm gonna love you even though I'm scared. How many fucking women can relate to that line right there? I'm gonna love you even though I'm scared.
That's anyone after a toxic relationship or being cheated on or lied to.
Knowing that, like, dude, I'm so scared to get my heart broken right now, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm like, I love you and I admit it.
And that's what I admire actually about Ariana Grande is, like, especially being in the public eye. Like, it's not to say she's, like, coughing from dude to dude. I think people love to exaggerate that because, like, whenever it's anybody in the public eye, like, freaking...
Also, pause.
What's her name? Steve Harvey's...
Lori
Harvey.
Lori Harvey.
Yeah, people love to be like, pause. People have, dating everyone.
People have absolutely no concept of time. You're supposed to...
Exactly.
You're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. On average, people brush their teeth for 30 seconds.
Exactly.
People have no concept of time.
Exactly.
Years pass, and people will be like, she hops around from dude to dude, and she dated three dudes in
5 years.
Exactly. Like, yeah. No, people have no concept of time. I'm sorry.
And like, all these girls that, like, people are trying to drag have been dating a very normal amount of men. And like, oh my God, when people like try to like drag Lori Harvey, like,
I low key think that,
like, she's rich. Like, her dating pool is just gonna be like very
rich men.
Men with in money general, yeah. That have like
status.
The spotlight on them. Agreed. Yeah, status. Like, that's not her fault. That's her fucking dating pool. Yeah. Just like your dating pool is crusty bitches because you're a crusty asshole talking shit about fucking women. Sorry.
Or if you're talking shit about other women, you're a crusty bitch who's dating dusty dudes.
Dusty.
But also, I do want to mention...
Dusty.
I forgot what I was going to mention. Do you know what I really think that we need to bring up? Get your booty to the pole. Get your booty to the pole. Get your booty to the pole.
Get your booty to the pole. Yeah. I love it.
It's so good.
I love it. So as you guys know... We're adding a whole new segment because we do a lot of polls on our Instagram. Follow us if you don't, and Sippin' After Dark.
Yes.
And we've had people ask us to, like, continue the conversation because we do the poll and then we share the results, but then people want to hear what we have to say about it. So we're going to go ahead and do that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Actually, the one poll that we had done was related to our last episode when we talked about hotels.
Yep.
We were talking about how, like, a lot of women end up feeling really remorseful after they go through, like, a stage of, like, breakup or, like...
A hookup.
Yeah, where, like, you're, like, really doing, like, harmful hookups. Like, where you're, like, not thinking about your energy and protecting yourself.
You're just
physically
going,
energetically, and emotionally.
You're hooking up with whoever will take you.
Yeah, where you wake up and you're, like... Oh no, bitch.
So we are like,
do men go through the same thing?
Do they even do the amount of guilt, remorse that we feel, like the days, the weeks after we hook up with someone, do men feel the same? We're fucking curious. Like, what the fuck?
Like, curious.
There's no way. There's no way. There is no way.
I don't think so. That's what, okay.
So what'd they say?
So the results were, I asked men, I said, for science purposes, do you ever feel remorseful after a hookup? Like, fuck, what was I thinking? Shaking my head, I need to get it together type shit.
And?
91% said, yeah, it happens. Only 9% said no regret. Shout out to those men that were honest, because I feel like a lot of the other men are just trying to tell us what we want to hear. Not to like scare you guys away from being honest, of like you were being truthful, but I just think maybe we need more context. So you know, it's an Instagram poll.
91% said like
they also feel remorseful.
I need context.
Yeah. So I think if I would have done more like follow-up questions, maybe we're like, okay, like how you just said, like women, how it's like for weeks.
Yeah.
I think for men, maybe it's like they wake up and they're like,
yeah, do you feel
bad for- ugly? And then like their hangover's gone and they're over it.
Is it like a, you get a breakfast burrito and you no longer care?
Yeah.
Because I feel like as women, I think about it all day. The next day, I tell my friend about it. I also tell her how bad I feel about it.
Next time I go out, I'm like, oh, I can't do the same thing, bitch.
Yeah. So it's like, I think for me personally, I feel like it's probably like, it's remorseful, not for a very long time. I'll say a very long time, because I think even sometimes months after shit happens, I'm like,
it affects you going forward.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. And like, I'm grateful to all the men that voted, but I think a lot of you needed more context to the question, and I would love to do an in-depth study. So I wish we were like real scientists and researchers.
Yeah, but we're not. Where's Stephanie? I'm gonna
figure it out. Stephanie, how do I do a real study?
Well, we would have to have a controlled group.
Controlled group, bigger sample size, yes, all that.
You know, we're asking like what, 20 people?
Yeah, so.
We're asking 2,000 people.
I'm trying to ask, actually, you know what I'm going to say? Everyone follow us on Twitter if you have a Twitter.
Yes.
Because I think one thing that definitely steers people from voting honestly on Instagram is that it shows you all the votes.
It shows you who voted. Twitter polls more honest.
Twitter doesn't show you who voted what. So you could be anonymous as fuck.
Maybe we'll be on Twitter.
I'm not going to lie. I've been an asshole on Twitter. Like when guys do polls about football, like who do you think is going to win? I just be clicking shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
She'll be fucking up the polls as much as she can. What other polls do we have?
So then you asked after about body counts, which also had to do with our last episode. You said, do you care about body counts? 96% said, nah, we grown. Which is good. I'm glad we're all on the same page. This is why we're all friends here.
Hold on. I also have to talk about this, though.
And then 4%. They said, yes, can't be no hoe. And then you asked, are you going to ask, though? Because it's one thing to care. It's another thing to ask. Mm-hmm. So then when you asked about asking, then we had 88% said, no, I'm not going to ask. And then 12% said, give me a number.
Okay, so then that means more people are saying that they like, there's a few amount of people who are asking, but don't really care. They just want to know. There's a few people who are like, I'll ask to ask, but I could really care less what number you tell me.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to know. Like, I'm curious about your past. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, just to be curious.
And then we hop into, are you fun at parties? Because obviously.
It was a direct correlation.
I mean, I feel like it is.
People said they're no fun at parties were most likely the people that voted that
also cared would ask about body
cared
counts.
About, yeah,
not ask, but cared about body counts. It's another thing. It's one thing to ask. It's another thing to care.
Yeah,
I don't ask because I know I would fucking get butt hurt. That's why I don't ask.
Yeah, like don't ask if you're just gonna get your own feelings hurt.
I would be like, first of all, there's no motherfucking way your ass had four. Like,
and the funny thing is, like, we had somebody message us today, and like she was like, the only thing that like kind of like I would want to ask.
Oh yeah, what
is,
did she
like,
say?
She was like, men ask and then they get mad at you if your answer is like 4, but their answer is like 40. So like, I feel like men, I feel like the only difference is that like, if it's usually men that ask, I've never heard of like a woman that just goes out of her way to hurt her own feelings. Like men just do it out of like a sense of control. And I still see men on this on Twitter all the time talking about like
body count
and how it like makes you like less worthy and not as valuable. Like it like decreases your value as a woman. Like what is wrong with you? But like she was just trying to say how like men like they see it. And that's why we had asked the whole all that thing about like, do you care? And like, do you feel remorseful?
So she felt the only reason why she really cared was because
men
cared.
Let me see how hypocritical you are.
Yeah. So she was like, I don't really care. But at the end of the day, if you say, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I don't care about body counts. How many people have you slept with? And you're like 4. And he's like, that's a lot. And you're like, okay, how many have you slept with? And he's like 18. And you're like, so if anything, I think she was more questioning, like she's going to ask a body count because she's going to see if he's hypocritical.
Yeah.
If she's going to see if he's fair or if her partner is fair. I don't know who she's dating, but I don't think that's why I wanted to make the difference. I wanted to make the difference known between the people who cared and the people who wanted to know. Because sometimes people just want to know just because they're like, wait, what the fuck is your body count? Not because they care, because they're just like, let me get an idea of where you're at. Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? I think about that. I think a perfect example of kind of like a combination of the both is like, I just started watching The Sopranos.
Ooh.
And like, have you watched it?
I have.
Okay. So like, you know, like Chris and Adri. Yep. How like they're laying on the bed one time and like they're just talking about like past sexual experiences, like laughing. And I was like, I could never do that. Like, just like, just talk about like, he's like, who's like the most famous person you fucked? Cause she had just asked him and like he talked about it and she's laughing. I was like, I would never hurt my own feelings like that. And then he asks her the same question and she tells him and he fucking starts like beating her up. Like, literally, first of all, the relationship was really toxic. Yes. But that's a perfect example of how, like, even why if it's all women, for fun and games, like, at the end of the day, like, some men are very scary and they only use it as, like, a form to, like, devalue you.
Yeah, it's like, if you're asking me a genuine question and you want to know my honest answer because you want to know, like, if I'm just practicing safe sex or... Yeah,
that's a different conversation that right? doesn't even require knowing body count.
Numbers, exactly.
Like, if you want to revolve your conversation around, like, STIs, do that. That has nothing to do with body count. You could fuck one person, you could fuck 100 persons.
So, but then at the end of the day, then that means that asking somebody's body count is an agenda, right?
Yeah, like, it's so irrelevant. It's an agenda. Yeah, because you could have the STI conversation without even touching on that.
Or, and if you're asking somebody's body count, what are you saying? Like, are you promiscuous? So in your head, even whether or not you notice you like, have
why
an agenda,
are you asking?
Your agenda is that you prefer somebody who
is or isn't.
And you also hold value in that. Like that's what you consider valuable. And if those are not my same values, then why would I be fucking with you, right?
There's a reason that you can sell your virginity online. And there's a reason that women fucking dupe these dumbass motherfuckers because you can't prove someone's virginity. I could get on the internet right now and sell my virginity.
Well, you do have a hymen. Like,
yeah, but you could break that shit.
You can.
In your childhood, riding a bike, falling off the swings, anything.
Yes.
Anything. Like, majority of women don't, like, do the whole cherry pop, like, my pussy bled when I first fucked.
You know what's, like, a mad crazy? Like, let me just throw it. Let's throw some hard religion into this shit. So, like, in Jewish culture, when you get married, your mom, like, your mom is supposed to come on your wedding night and check your sheets.
I've heard about that with, so like, I don't know if it was Jewish or with, like, Islam, I don't know if, or one of those.
I would not be surprised. I've heard that.
We're like, if there isn't blood on the blanket, then like, those women, like, have got beaten to death before.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And, like,
I know
if
that
it's, like a toxic relationship, like, the man will let it happen. But I've also, like, heard stories where, like, the man, where it's actually true love. So then, like, they'll, like, I've seen it in a movie where the man cut his hand to put blood on the sheet to protect the woman because he actually, like, loved her and he was like, fuck that shit. I was like, that's cute.
I mean, like, it's also, like, real life. Like, let's talk about our traditions. Like, let's just think of certain traditions and then, like, what they are in real aspect to, like, reality.
And, like, real, like, physically dangerous, like, immediately dangerous situations like that.
No, yeah, but also, like, how many, do you know how many people who probably, like, were, like, Jewish or Middle Eastern and they were like, oh, fuck, you're not a virgin? Like, fucking, you better fucking, let's put something on the fucking, you know? Like, I don't doubt that plenty of people were probably, like, hiding or denying shit. I love that, like, some people think that back in the day, like, people were more modest.
Yeah.
No, bitch. People were just better at lying. Straight up.
No, people figured shit out.
Yes. So, like, you don't think people were like, I'm bringing a chicken onto my fucking, or like, I'm bringing.
Yeah, because people were realistic.
Exactly.
And it's there was always, like, real misogynistic people back then that probably upheld it and women got murdered. But same way.
No,
now, like, there's, like,
I mean, that's not a big thing in the Jewish
good
culture.
Men that
we're
would
not murdering
help
people.
Them.
We're not murdering people. I just.
No, it was
don't
like.
Don't let. Not like I'm that. Not trying to correlate the two to that.
It's not every time, but, like, we're, but no, so it's my a mom, sin and it happens.
No, so, like, not to put my mom's business out there, but I'm about to put your business out there, bitch. So, like, the first time she got married, she, like, had to have her mom come and check her sheets. Luckily, she was a virgin the first time she got married. But then my mom got married, like, to my dad after. So that was in her first marriage. I just recently was like, Mom, like, what's your body count? We just had a... I actually have audio of this.
No way. Would she let you put it on the podcast?
No, I'd have to talk to her about it. I'm not going to lie. But I do have audio. But it's funny because, wow, my mom is a lot more human than I thought she was.
Yeah, it's like amazing to find out like all these like misconceptions you have about women. You have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Just because like somebody acts like they would be a prude, they could have the most bodies ever versus someone who's like acting like what you think a hoe acts like, and or I promiscuous mean, or whatever. That's some just people kinda, just like to flirt, but they're actually not going to fuck you.
Me.
Exactly. Like you like, never know.
Biggest flirt. I love flirting. I love talking shit. I love flirting. I love flirting.
Yeah, like someone could have a whole ass OnlyFans and be a literal virgin.
Yeah.
Like there's no correlation between promiscuity and like flirting and posting pictures online and all that and actually like having a body count.
Committing the act.
And then even then there's like no like negative like actual thing. Yeah. Meaning behind it.
I agree.
So
I think we just associate a lot of things and we assume a lot of things. And everybody knows that when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. So let's not do that. Let's just take it for what it is. And if somebody's like, no, I don't care about your body count, then just, you know what? Take it for what it is and don't care about their body count. Like, I think we really just need to kind of take shit for more face value. And we need to hold that shit accountable. I'm not saying that like you need to get away with shit, right? Like nobody's saying that, but like let's hold shit for face value. If you said this, then uphold this. Let's see it. I want to hold people more accountable. I want to see you from my point of view. I want to see you from my point of view. I want you to see me from your point of view. I don't give a fuck. I want us to see us from both of our point of views.
I think we need to try harder to see people better through our own point of view. Because I think when you see someone better through your own point of view, it makes them feel better and it makes them want to act better to like the standard, to like meet the standard that you see them at.
Totally.
And that's a lot healthier than like bullying someone into that or whatever.
But you should also bully a motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. Stab him. Just kidding.
No, we're not. But you want to know what my favorite thing about us is?
What?
That we just started a TikTok.
We did. So you guys literally go follow us.
Make sure
we're fucking funny.
We're really funny. But also follow us on Twitter. Follow TikTok. Us on Instagram.
We're literally Simping After Dark across the board. If you want to email us anything, it's just Simping After Dark.
And also we might have a new segment. Simping
After Dark.
Simping after Dark.
So you guys email us or DM us about anything specifically that you want us to talk about on the next podcast. If you have questions, topics, anything like that you want to hear our opinion on, hit us up.
Yeah, we already have.
Because we're going to talk about it on After Dark.
We already have a super, super fan who's going to be on After Dark. And he's not really going to be on After Dark, but we're going to mention him on After Dark. So
we're going to talk about what he had to say. And so thank you to everyone that does constantly hit us up. We appreciate y'all so much.
Yes. And I'm so excited for this new season. Make sure you guys stay tuned to our Instagram so that you can be a part of our polls and be a part of the discussion. Make sure you follow us on Spotify because we have a playlist. We add new music to it all the time. It's at Simping After Dark. And make sure you follow us on Instagram if you want to follow me personally. I'm at Victoria D. Wells.
I'm at Ash_Friday_.
And shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting us every single week and always literally being the best partners ever. You guys are amazing.
Shout out.
We adore you. Until next time.